Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are in airing in February. We're taping this in January, but we're headed toward, I believe it's Wednesday now, the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And life in the calendar marches on, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And I know you got some big things, and your kids have gone, right? One kids have gone to
Oregon. Yeah, I can't wait till we get them on the podcast to share all the stories. But yeah, so January 9th, they left for Oregon, and it is going beautifully. And the promises that God spoke, talk about things, as we're talking about the prophetic, and things that for a year we processed together with them and just sought God on what his will was and what he was calling them to do. And along the way, God spoke so many truths and so many promises over where he was leading them. And just even in the first week, I was getting calls from Caleb and Olivia, and they're like, "You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this." Story after story of God literally just over and above delivering the exact things that he had promised and spoken ahead of it. And it's just been really, really fun to watch. And I think also very faith building for them to have sought God on all of this and surrendered so wholly to what he's led, and then just to watch his faithfulness on display. So lots of fun.
Yeah. And that's kind of a good example of what we're talking about, is that, so they were married, they're living in the area as a family. It's enjoyable to have your kids around you,
mm-hmm.
and to celebrate, just do things together,
right.
and have, social
just
events.
Just live in life. Yeah.
Just live in life and building, the family dynamic together, and everybody's mm-hmm. around, and hey, we get to be with each other. And then, they start hearing, "We'll get ready to go," and they
which
weren't
was honestly not a message they were looking for or desiring. And it certainly wasn't one we were looking for or desiring.
No, is that it wasn't like, take us to a new place. It's just, we're enjoying life here. Our work is good. Ministry is good, because she's involved in a beautiful campus ministry. And God said, I have a new path for you, consider mm-hmm. going. And he didn't say, "Here's the answer and here's where you're going to go," and all that stuff.
Right.
It's just, this is kind of what we're talking about in terms of things to come. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about ready to do some stuff. Okay. So they do, and they bring you into it. Now, and this is what we're trying to show, is that let's say you were presented with, "We're considering moving away."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your reaction, which at first was the reaction, is, "Well, I don't want you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have you stay." And that's true. That's not a bad thing. Now, what you could have done, this is what people do, is that, "Since I want you to stay, I do two things. I can pray to God,
mm-hmm.
make them stay. I want them to stay, so make them stay, because I believe that's best for me, and therefore I want you to do it." Or two, you start manipulating it.
Mm, yeah.
And, "You shouldn't consider that, and no, that's not a good idea, and no, you shouldn't have that opportunity. You have a great thing going here. You need to. And because of our influence, and this is what happens with dysfunctional families, is you can manipulate people into mediocrity and accepting things because it just makes it. So you could have gone that way. Well, you didn't. Now, is that what you wanted? No. But there's one thing you want greater than that.
Yes. Want them walking exactly in God's will, where he wants them to be.
Yeah. How come?
Because that's where it's best done better.
Yeah.
See, that is the life he has for them, where there will be abundant fruit. We don't want anything less than that.
So the prophetic emanates from that,
mm-hmm.
is that I really, really do know and want. I want it for me, and I want it mm-hmm. for you. God's will, because it's best and done better. And my heart truly is to participate in helping you discover that, even when it would be opposite of what I would prefer.
Right.
for a variety of reasons, which is natural. You know, I don't want you to go. I want you to be around us. But, and by the way, the answer could have been, I'm just trying to give you a heads up and you're only moving, you know, 30 minutes away. Okay. You didn't preclude the answer. You just said, I'm going to walk with you into it. And we get the experience that we saw it happen over the year.
Mm-hmm.
Father, what do you have to say? What have you got to say? What have you got to say? And you followed it and you used your input and they had their input and they had other people's input to what? Discover God's will.
Yeah.
Because you exercised, I can hear what God has to say and I'm going to receive it. And mm-hmm. I'm not telling you here's the answer, but I know that we will confirm it and we'll all know that we know that we know that that's his will. And
right.
By the way, God will demonstrate that I can, this is where I'm going to do the supernatural. What you've just said is even when they're starting now with their new place out there, they get to experience some cool stuff.
Right. Right.
That builds their faith, you know, and it builds your faith. So it's just a great example of really how it works. And
yeah.
That is.
Well,
that,
and it was fun. Even I know I don't want to share too much of the story because they will come on and share it. But even the very beginning of this process, when they first came to us and they're like, you know, both basically God took them both to a passage in the Bible where Moses was called to leave his family and go where he didn't know he was going to go yet, you know, and that was where it started. And they're like, we really, you know, as we're processing this, we feel like God is saying, you know, he's not telling us where we're going yet, but he wants us to prepare our hearts to surrender, to follow him. And we're going to have to leave family behind. So we do believe there's a move. And so they invited us into that early. You know, it was a year ago into this is what we're beginning to be led to in scripture and what God is saying. And then we got to watch them wrestle really with God as they came to a place of surrendering that. And then once they surrendered to, okay, if you say go, we'll go. God gently guided their heart. Then he began to next steps and, you know, walk them into that. But the first thing he did in the prophetic for them and then used us to confirm was really alert them to the fact that I'm about to ask you for something, but I know your hearts aren't ready for it yet. So actually the step right now is let me prepare your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be fun to, you know, see where that all heads. Cause then there's, you know, think of, you know, God sets up the dominoes and then a whole new section happens and uh-huh. their life and the impact of their life and the people of their life.
Yeah.
It's all a brand new track.
Right.
You know,
and there's so many fun things already that he has spoken and so many things that literally we're already seeing. He's giving glimpses of, remember I told you that this was going to be a part of it? Look right here in front of you, you know, and it's just amazing to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, this is where, you know, because, you know, 2 years down the road, 4 years down the road, 5 years down the road, this new path has implication that they can't even appreciate yet. They'll start to experience it down the road. But had they not taken it, see, that whole thing would have never happened.
Right.
And God says, you know, my view of things is way longer than yours. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen, you know, 3 years from now is critical to the decision of the fork in the road you just took.
Right. Right.
Why? Because I know my will is best and none better. And it's not just best and none better today. It's best and none better all the time.
Right. Right.
Including downstream. So as we look at this and we learned last time that, well, the privilege is that we get to be in the kingdom and the word and the power and the might and the truth of the kingdom stands. It can impact and solve the issues of the world. He says, you know, I have a purpose for all this. So if you would go to Colossians chapter 1 and read verses 15 to 20. This is a wonderful statement.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of this cross.
Yeah. So this is one of those very powerful statements. And he first of all says that all things were created by who?
By God.
By God, see, in Christ. And mm-hmm. He says it's by him, for him, in him, with him, everything. And he lists down everything. Mm-hmm. And so what does that include? See, it's not just earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the physical, which is
right.
The,
you know, principalities and powers, all of it.
It's invisible and visible. It's the heavenly, mm-hmm. the spiritual, the kingdom, the physical, the material, the powers and principalities. So he says all of that mm-hmm. has been created under the power and might of God. Okay, now we know mm-hmm. something about that. How was it created?
By his spoken word.
He spoke it. The spiritual trumps the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, because it was created by the spiritual.
Right.
And that I created all this through my speaking it into existence and then being able to overcome it, given that Adam and Eve handed over the world to destruction, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, I still have superiority
mm-hmm.
over all of it. And he actually makes a statement. He said, now remember, you're the body, and who's the head?
Christ. Is the head, yeah.
He said, okay, the head is what directs traffic. See, mm-hmm. it's the source of all activity. So you be the body, let him be the head, and seek what he has to his will. And he said, the key is to put him preeminent. Okay, think about what that word means.
It's like supreme Christ authority, is right?
Yeah, and first and foremost, all the time, every time, he's preeminent. Why? Well, because I can give you my will, which will resolve every issue you got.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have a unresolved issue, when you have an adversity, when you have a conflict, when you have a decision to make, learn to make me preeminent.
Mm.
Come to me first, not
first.
Later.
That's so important, right? That word yeah. first.
Yeah. Not later, or say, well, I don't know what to do now, so I hope you resolve it. Is that mm-hmm. no, come to me and come to me and learn to be in the kingdom and then receive my will and recognize that I will and can resolve it and come to me first. So you practice that. So, and by the way, how do you do that? You help each other do that, which is what we do, you know, and that because everybody has these problems and your tendency. And because we're humans and we have a sinful nature, our tendency is to try to figure it out ourselves.
Right. And then go to God as a last resort.
Yeah.
Rather than starting there. Right.
But rather it's, well, why don't you just come to me and make me preeminent? Why? Well, because of everything you could think of or do, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the privilege, you have the privilege of coming to me who can do it, and I'll tell you how to do it, and I'll tell you what I'm about ready to do, make me preeminent. And then he says, now here's why. Okay, now read verses 19 to 20. He said, here's why and what I'm up to.
For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross.
Yeah. So this is interesting. And this is where, by the way, when you abide and you read a verse like that, a lot of times it's like, well, what does that mean? Reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
And if we say, okay, let me go find out, I need to know what that means. He said, okay, well, why don't you go to the Greek and I'm going to give you some depth to this.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing that we have available to us, you know, when I went to seminary, I had to learn the Hebrew and Greek. And by the way, have forgotten
right.
All the depth of all that. But the neat thing is that we have now a computers.
Right.
That
fantastic, easy tools to use.
Easy tool. It's called Interlinear Bible, and you can mm-hmm. get it on studylight.org. So if I'm going to go look at that, I would go to Interlinear Bible, type in Colossians chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
You click on it, and up comes the Greek, in this case, all the Greek, with you know right. the English words with the Greek. And so I go to verse 19, and it says he's going to reconcile all things to himself. Okay, I click on that word, reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
Up comes the full meaning of those that word. Mm-hmm. And again, because our English is so kind of lousy, the Greek word is very precise. See?
Right.
But the
and
English
gives a fullness that just the single translation doesn't do.
No, and it's going to be, you know, 5, 10, 15 words that describe what that means, you know, and we mm-hmm. need that. So what it means is this. It says, reconcile all things in heaven and on earth back to himself. And so what it means is, I'm going to bring to harmony the way it's going to function for you in a fallen world. I'm going to restore the life of Adam and Eve back to you. But, and he helps us understand it, is that it won't be by mm-hmm. removing you from the fallen world.
Right.
He just says, I can restore what has been lost. And that's why when we teach in abiding, when we look at the original intention of God, he says, you know, there's seven fundamental things that I gave originally as to way the world was supposed to live. Mm-hmm. And he said, you have authority, which we, by the way, we still join him in that authority to restore things. He says, I'm going to give you provision. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help you be financially free. I've given you work to do, activity that you enjoy doing. And I want everybody to be occupied with things that are going to be positive for them. I've given you relationship. Mm-hmm. And particularly marriage, and to have a mate that learns to walk in unity. And if you're single, to have people around you that help you walk in unity and be in relationship, be in community. I've given you identity. You're a child of the King. You got to understand that. That's what we're doing, by the way, in our retreat, is the identity of God.
Right.
It's going to be really cool to look at is how do we walk into and experience mm-hmm. who we really are. And that's a big problem for a lot of people, by the way.
Absolutely.
And probably we'll probably want to do that on our podcast sometime, because almost everybody I talk to has a difficulty with this. Mm-hmm. They don't understand the identity. And then health and healing, and then exceptional, you know, living, because we have communion mm-hmm. and the ability to hear God's voice and walk with him. So there's seven exceptional things. And so when he says, I'm going to reconcile all things in heaven and on earth, he said, remember, first of all, heaven and earth is a unit. Mm-hmm. So through the power of the heavenlies and the kingdom, I am going to restore to you what the world has taken from you mm-hmm. and bring it back to harmony. Now, not in the original condition, because Adam and Eve were in perfection when that was spoken.
Right.
He said, I can still do it, but you're still going to be faced with a fallen nature and a fallen world. And so it won't be removal of that. And put mm-hmm. you in a place of truly where the new heaven and new earth will be done. But I'll restore what you've lost. Mm-hmm. And the way to do it is to make me preeminent and let me speak into those situations, which is I'm superior to those situations. And how do you do it? You got to hear my voice, and you got to speak what I tell you to speak, and let me fulfill what I'm going to do to restore it all. Mm-hmm. And you need people around you. And that's what the prophetic is all about. It's hearing and declaring, hearing and contributing, hearing and processing why his word is superior to your circumstances. Mm-hmm. He can resolve it. You can trust it. And of course, we'll get into the big questions is, can you do that tomorrow?
Right.
Well, it may be a while. It may be some steps, and it may be a while. And number two is that, how is that going to work? Mm-hmm. And I need to know how it's all going to work. And he said, well, my supernatural isn't really explainable.
Right.
And if you try to ask me the how and the when, you're going to get stuck in letting me do it. I just need you to contribute to it by listening and processing with your circle.
Right. And staying with me as I lead.
Staying with me step by step by step with the dynamics of that, which is mm-hmm. things are going to happen. Free will is going to be involved. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of forks in the road that you're going to have to face. And just like, you know, when Joshua went and conquered the promised land, he didn't say, okay, God, you said you're going to promise, fulfill the promised land, get us there. Let me know when you do.
Right.
He said, well, you're going to have to walk with me city by city by city by city. And you're going to have to follow my instruction mm-hmm. to do it. And trust me, I'm going to do it. And I am superior to that enemy. Mm-hmm. They will not defeat you. Now they will, and they. By the way, there was a situation where they did because you don't follow my instructions. So it's both and. But make me preeminent. Come after me. Recognize what do I want to do, and I mm-hmm. promise you what I want to do. I want to restore back into your life the way it was originally intended to be, mm-hmm. and you can trust it and do that together. So Father, we thank you for that a beautiful truth that you are preeminent. All things are created by you, for you, in you, and with you for the purpose of restoring what we've lost because of a fallen world. And we all face it. And we all have things that have been lost and all things that are problematic. And so we just pray that we'll walk with you by making you preeminent, and all the fullness is resident in you and you're in us, that we get to live it out. And may we acknowledge that, may we trust it, and help each other walk into it. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich, and thank you for joining us, listeners. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.